Hello, my name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. I was looking for Amar.
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, Amar. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm in underwriting. I'm working on your business loan. Is now an okay time to speak with you?
Sure. Go ahead. I'm traveling, but I can talk.
Oh, great. Is my caller ID showing up through?
Yeah, it was 858 or something.
Correct. And my name is Ruben. So, Amar, I just had a few basic questions for you. Feel free to ask me any questions yourself as well. So the first question I had for you is this. About how much capital are you looking for right now for your business? What is it going to be used for? And when are you looking to fund? Most of the notes that I had were you're looking for inventory, but I'm not sure if that's 100% accurate.
No, it is for that. I mean, we're just trying to expand our growth.
Okay.
So actually, it's going to go in funding. Like if we're at 3 or 4 containers, we are selling more than we have.
Okay.
We're constrained by the cash, so we want to infuse some cash so we can go to 6 to 8 containers.
Okay. And when are you looking to pay for these containers?
We have to pay when we order it. So right now we're doing about 3 to 4, but I mean the cycle is managing that, but we can't directly take that and bump up basically. So we would need to pay upfront basically for these containers.
Okay, so basically you have some additional orders that you want to place and
yes.
You need the cash to do that. Is that correct?
That is accurate statement.
Okay. Second question for you. So what is the minimum amount of money you're looking for and the maximum?
We're looking for 250 to 300.
Okay. And you currently have a line of credit with your bank, but that's at the limit. Is that correct?
Yes, American
okay.
Bank. It's a small bank. In very small
okay.
Bank.
And is that at a secured?
You can count the employees on your hands.
Gotcha. Is that a secured or an unsecured loan?
It's a secured loan against the inventory and AR.
Okay. And I know you're looking for 250 to 300 as kind of a max. What's the minimum you would consider?
At least 200,000. Because if I can't fund 4 containers, then it's not a much use.
Okay.
And the way our cash flow is, if we can fund the 4 containers, we run it for 6 months, we might be able to pay it back also.
Gotcha. What's your return on investment? Let's just assume you get $200,000. How much money does that make or save you over, say, a 6 month to year period?
Every time I bring a container, which is about $40,000, and so we make about $30,000 on it. Gross profit.
So each container you get for $40,000, it's you're making $30,000 on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this is selling to the dealers. It's not retail. I mean, we sell it to our dealers. This is the pricing. I don't know if you know about. Did you study our business, like make ice chest coolers and all that?
I know a little about it. You can fill me in a little. I mean, there's some information I know. Obviously, you know more than I do because it's your business.
Okay. So these are hard goods. These are these big coolers that people buy for sports fishing and hunting.
Okay.
So, the smallest one is 25 liters, sells for $239.
Okay.
And the biggest one is 150, sells for $649.
Okay.
And we have about 300 dealers nationwide. We also sell to Costco.
Okay.
And they also buy, they put them in a few stores right now. They also sell it online, stuff like that. So it's a 3X formula. So if you buy it for 100, you sell it for 300. That's how the whole pricing is structured. And we give 40% off to our dealers. So you can do the math. And we end up with 60-80% margin on it.
All right, and you said you were looking for, I think I got all your information, and John's your business partner, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Okay. Have you, and I'm assuming you want a loan where you do not have to pay off your existing loan, because if you have to pay off 300 to get 300, it really doesn't make sense for you, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. besides working with Bank of Cardiff, have you applied for any other loans, or how long have you been looking for this funding for?
Just recently.
Okay. All right. And
because we're adding a new line of product also. It's called a soft bag ice cooler.
Okay.
So instead of a hard, it's a soft bag. You can like carry on your backpack and stuff. I'd be happy to send you some pictures off and look at it. So it's very difficult to draw cash from your cash flow to fund those things.
Okay.
So
there's a few quick things I need. What I'm going to be able to do is I'm going to be able to give you some hard numbers by Monday. What I'm going to do is I'm going to email you over what I need. I'm in the underwriting department. Is your email aamar@extremepe.com?
Yes, that is correct.
So what I'm going to ask for, just so you know, is I only have your June bank statement. I don't have your July bank statement. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I mean, that's when we started. Well, I think that's what we gave, maybe. I don't know.
I think by the time...
A bunch, so I don't know which one we sent, which one we did not.
So. I think you didn't have it by then, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to send you an email for your July bank statement. I'm also going to need copies of you and your partner's IDs. I just need to verify, just a quick identity verification. That's what the credit officer is requesting. Once you get this information to me, and I'll include it in my email, you should have an answer by, say, Monday morning about 10 a.m. So if we get this before close of business, you'll have an answer by Monday at 10 a.m. If the numbers work, you can have the funds in your account on Monday as well.
Okay, so, I mean, how does this work with you people? I mean, what Danny was telling me, this is like done against sales or something?
I'm sorry?
Danny was telling me this fund, this investment works like X amount of your sales. Is it like sales?
We look at three basic factors. So kind of do you want the long answer or really kind of a short and sweet answer?
Give me a short and sweet answer.
Not a problem. So this is an alternative funding product. It's a business loan for a business owner such as yourself to access money in a quick and rapid manner. There's a few things we focus on, kind of speed, size, and sales. So we are lending primarily based on the cash flow, and many of the customers we work with, they already have a loan against on a blanket lien on their business. We'll follow UCC, but they're already keeping that loan. Now, the good thing about our product is that we're not really putting a lien against real estate, and most importantly, we're giving, it's a quick turn around for someone that can flip money such as yourself. Now, some of the amounts you threw out there were pretty high. Since you already have quite a bit of debt, usually our loans range at about 8 to 12% of sales. So reasonable expectations. Most people aren't taking $200,000 to $250,000 out the first time. That's quite a bit, honestly, the first time out. The average loan that we do the first time out for a business of your size would probably be, let me just give you an idea. I think a more realistic answer is something going to be in the range of about $75,000 to $200,000. If I can do $250,000, I'm going to take a look at your July statement, I'll do it. But the way our program works is there's an automatic refinance option once you're halfway through. So it sounds like you're looking to borrow as much money possible to kind of take advantage of a new opportunity. Is that correct?
Yeah, because, I mean, let me give you some numbers. Like last year, 2016, our sales were like $1 million, 1.1.
Yeah, I've got that tax return.
By 30th of June, it was 1.2 million.
Okay.
So, and we are hoping to close at almost 3 million by December.
Gotcha.
So, but that is provided we have the product in there. So, and once, I mean, we have, because our product, like every time we buy 40,000, we make 30,000, then we can run it for 6 months. Considering the whole order to cash cycle is complete, we'll have enough cash to actually fund some of it. I mean, we may be able to return your capital also. Or we can refinance it and allow me to add 6 containers. Now let's use that to go from 6 to 9 containers or something.
Yeah, it's all about growth.
Yeah, it's all about growth. And we're growing at we're doubling every quarter right now. Then I can send you some numbers on that also from my accounting system.
I don't really need that.
Make sure we have enough money to sustain our growth, basically.
Yeah.
So that's why we were looking at entertaining these other alternate financing methods.
Yeah, and this product is, you know, without being around the bush, I've been in our underwriting department for a while. I've been with our company for a little over 9 years. It's a great product for a growing business. It sounds like you guys have a great opportunity to buy money, to borrow money and make a good return on it. You just need someone to step up for a large amount of funding.
Yeah, just a step up.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I'm going to do is, if you're AAMAR at extremepe.com, I'm going to send you an email. What I just need is that July bank statements for both accounts and the driver's licenses for you and your partner. Once I get that, I'll give you an answer within 2 to 4 hours on final numbers, and then you can decide what works best for you.
Okay, and what's the cost of money?
I'm sorry, you said what is the cost of money? So once I have a formal approval for you, I do need to see that July bank statement to give you a few different options. You'll be able to set your own rate and cost. So what I'll do is I'll go to the longest term and works backwards. And I'll say, let's just say the longest term is 18 months. I'm just throwing that out there. That's not necessarily true in your situation.
I just want ballpark.
Yeah, so what I would do is I'll give you the longest term, and then I'll give you a few other options working lower, and you'll be able to set your own rate and cost.
Okay, I mean, give me some ranges there.
I'm sorry, some ranges?
Yes.
You know...
Let's say you come back and you say I can only lend $150,000 or something like that. So what would we end up paying on it?
You mean over, like, say, a year and a half, or how long?
Yes. How much would we end up paying as a markup in 18 months on that?
You know, our loans do have discounts for paying it off early, and they are refinanceable halfway through. The way I'd answer your question is, you say only $150,000. To me, $150,000 is a large amount of capital. It's not an only. You know, only to me is like $20,000. But to give you an idea, let me give you a range, because I don't really feel comfortable giving you a number because it's not a formal approved file for that amount. I'd say if you borrowed $150,000 over a year and a half, your payback would probably be, that money would probably cost you between $45,000 to $60,000 over 18 months. Some rough numbers.
Okay. That's pretty cheap, I think.
Not for an unsecured loan, it's not.
Is that what the norm out there?
Actually, our rates are actually heavily discounted compared to the industry, but what I'd like to do is this. I don't want to give you some maybes. I want to give you some final numbers. I'm not in sales. I'm an underwriter. So once I get the information, I'll give you the formal numbers, and then you can kind of, quote-unquote, duke it out with your salesperson. I'm just here to give you these final numbers and final
numbers. Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to have a baseline.
And you'll have some exact numbers on Monday down to the penny, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.